Good morning. It is Tuesday, October 17, 2023, and the time is now 10:02 a.m. This is a public rulemaking meeting for Washington Administrative Code 458-40-540, titled Forest Land Values 2023. And Washington Administrative Code 458-40-660, titled Timber Excise Tax, Stumpage Values Tables, Stumpage Value Adjustments. This meeting is being recorded. My name is Tiffany Doe. My last name is spelled D as in Delta, O as in Oscar. I am a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division, also known as ITA, for the Department of Revenue. I will be the facilitator for this meeting. Also in attendance from the department are Atif Aziz in his role as the Department Rules Coordinator, Kathy Holder in her role as Management Analyst. Kathy will be monitoring our recording equipment as this meeting is being recorded. Paul Stute, Forest Tax Field Operations Manager. Stefan Shelton, Revenue Forester. We are conducting this public meeting remotely through Zoom. Participants here are joined together through Zoom as well as through telephone calls. We do not have other parties physically present for this meeting. Thank you for taking the time to attend this meeting and providing us with your valuable feedback concerning the rulemaking activities for WAC 458-40-540. In WAC 548-40-660. Please note, we are best able to consider your comments when you provide it to us in writing, which can be sent to me at tiffanyd@dor.wa.gov. The legal authority for this meeting is from Chapter 34.05 RCW, titled Administrative Procedures Act. This meeting was announced through publications in the Washington Register as WSR 23-17-039 on August 29, 2023, and by notification to interested persons. The purpose of this meeting is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking action to propose amendments to Washington Administrative Code 458-40-540, titled Forest Land Values 2023, referred to in this meeting as Rule 540, and Washington Administrative Code 548-40-660, titled Timber Excise Tax, Stumpage Value Tables, Stumpage Value Adjustment, refer it to this meeting as Rule 660. We emphasize that the rule draft as now written is provided for discussion purposes only. We will consider any comments received relating to the proposed amendments to Rule 540 and 660. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. We request you send written comments to my attention, Tiffany Doe, at the email address, tiffanyd@dor.wa.gov, no later than Friday, October 20th, 2023. In this way, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Now, let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to this rule. The first step in the process is to file a notice with the Office of Co-Revisor to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding possible changes to the rule. The notice call, a Form CR-101, is published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The public meeting for the rule is today. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the Office of Co-Revisor to announce public hearing on the proposed rule. This notice, called the Form CR-102, is also published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The purpose of the hearing is to receive further public comments regarding the proposed changes to the rule. All public comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will be kept by the ITA division in the permanent rulemaking file. The final step is to adopt the revised rule. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft to the rules of the rules to the Office of Co-Revisor using a form CR103 with the appropriate forms. The revised rule will be effective shortly thereafter and will be published in the Washington State Register. Before we open for public comments, I would like to ask Paul Stu, our Forest Tax Field Operations Manager, to explain the proposed revisions to Rules 540 and 660.
Great. Thank you, Tiffany. So we'll start with 540. In general, well, I guess in general, across all classes, saw a proposed 1.5% increase from 2023 land values. So the proposed land values are as follows. Land grade one, operability class one, $227 per acre. Operability class two, $225 per acre. Three is $211 per acre. And four is $154 per acre. Land grade two, operability class one, $194 per acre. Operability class two is $187 per acre. Three is $180 per acre. And four is $127 per acre. Land grade three, operability class one, $150 per acre. Operability class two, $146 per acre. Three is $144 per acre. And four is $111 per acre. Land grade four, operability class one, $117 per acre. Two is $112 per acre. Three, $111 per acre. Four is $84. Land grade five, operability class one, $84 per acre. Two, $74. Three, $73. And four is $52 per acre. Land grade six, operability class one, $43 per acre. Two, $41 per acre. Three, $41. And four is $39. Land grade seven, operability class one, $19 per acre. Two is $19 per acre. Three, $17. Four, $17. And finally, land grade eight, operability class one, is $1 per acre. So those are the preliminary land values for 540. Now we'll move on to the proposed stumpage values for 660. And generally, I think it's no surprise, prices are generally trending down with a few exceptions like poles, and pine is actually held its value up pretty well. And for this run, we had 95 sales, 76 of those were public sales, 19 were private, 89% of the volume going into the regression model was from public sales, 11% came from private. I'm going to start out by reading the Western Washington stumpage value tables, the proposed tables, and I'll start with Doug Fir. Doug Fir, stumpage value area one, $511 per MBF, two, $528, three, $579, four, $585, five, $549, and stumpage value area nine is $497. Stumpage values for Western Hemlock and other conifers. Stumpage value area 1, $261, 2, $315, 3, $333, 4, $312, 5, $327, 9, $247. Western Red Cedar, stumpage value areas 1 through 5, $1,173 per MBF. Stumpage value area 9, $1,159 per MBF. Ponderosa Pine, stumpage value areas 1 through 5 is $163 per MBF. Stumpage value area 9 is $149. Red Alder, stumpage value areas 1 through 5, $511 per MBF. Stumpage value area 9 is $497. Black Cottonwood, stumpage value areas 1 through 5, $6 per MBF. Stumpage value area 9 is $1. Other Hardwood, SVA is 1 through 5, $170. SVA 9, $156. Douglas Fir Poles and Piles, SVA is 1 through 5, $975. SVA 9, $961. Western Red Cedar Poles, SVA is 1 through 5, $1,918. SVA 9, $1,904. Chipwood, SVA is 1 through 5, $15 per ton. SVA 9, $13 per ton. red cedar, shake and shingle blocks, all SVAs. Well, SVAs 1 through 9. Yep, $389 per cord. Posts, all SVAs, 35 cents per 8 lineal feet. For Christmas trees, 25 cents per lineal foot for all SVAs. Other Christmas trees, all SVAs are 50 cents per lineal foot. That's the west side values. East side, Douglas fir, SVA 6, $360. SVA 7, $374. Western hemlock and other conifers, SVA 6 is $256. SVA 7 is $270. Western red cedar, SVA 6, $879. SVA 7, $893. Ponderosa pine, SVA 6, $149. SVA 7, $163. Other hardwoods, SVA 6, $1. SVA 7, $9. Western red cedar poles, SVA 6, $1,486. SVA 7, $1,500. Chipwood, SVA 6 is $1 per ton. SVA 7 is $1 per ton. Small logs, SVA 6, $14 per ton. SVA 7, $16 per ton. We already covered these, but RCES, red cedar shake and shingle, $389 per cord. Post are 35 cents per lineal foot. Doug fir Christmas trees, 25 cents per lineal foot. And other Christmas trees are 50 cents per lineal foot. That's all we got for 660.
Thank you, Paul. Yep. We will now proceed with the comment portion of this meeting. If you have a comment, please use the raise hand function on Zoom. Once I call your name, please identify yourself and who you are representing before comment for the record. Please note, we also appreciate receiving testimony in writing. If you have written testimony and could send us your oral testimony in writing after this meeting, please submit your comments via email to tiffanyd@dor.wad.gov no later than Friday, October 20th, 2023, so we can keep your comments in the Department Permanent Rulemaking file for Rule 540 and 660. All right, we're going to proceed with the public comments. So I see John raise his hand. So John, please unmute yourself and share your comments. And make sure you introduce yourself first and who you're representing as well. Thank you.
My name is John Ehrenreich. I'm the Director of Forest Tax and Economics for the Washington Forest Protection Association. We're an association of large and small timber landowners in the state of Washington, representing about 4 million acres. I wanted to say, first off, that we agree with the values that the department is proposing. We've looked at them and analyzed them and agree both with the stumpage values and the proposed land values. So we're fine with that. And I also want to say how much we appreciate the work the department does in deriving these values. You collect an awful lot of data in order to fill in some of the species, but also the data that you collect and then analyze through the multiple regression analysis that we do is a lot of work, and we recognize that and we appreciate that and continue to have great confidence in the methodology as well as the work that the department does. I also want to thank Tiffany for putting on, and Atif for all the work that you do to put on these hearings. We have to do them, and we appreciate the process because of the legality of it. So generally speaking, we're happy with the values, and we're happy with the process, and we're certainly happy with all the work that the Department of Revenue does. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. We appreciate that. And are there anyone else who would like to share their comments? Okay, without further comments, I'd like to proceed with recapping the rulemaking process before ending this meeting. This has been a public meeting for input regarding the proposed amendments for Washington Administrative Code 458-40-540, forest lands values, and Washington Administrative Code 458-40-660, timber excise tax stumpage value tables, stumpage value adjustment. As a reminder, the department will next review any comments we receive on this rule draft, make changes as needed, and publish the proposed rule for public comment. Once the rule proposal is published, the department will hold a public hearing on the proposal to gather feedback from the public. Thank you for participating in this public meeting with us this morning. If you are not on the department's rule notification list, did not receive a notice of today's meeting directly from the department, and you want to be kept informed of future rulemaking activities related to this rule, please provide Kathy Holder with your name and email address. Kathy can be contacted at kathyh@dor.wa.gov. The time is now 10:18 a.m., and the public meeting for Rules 540 and 660 is now adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.